A Jewish Journal article. Rabbi Dov Wagner. Engaging students at USC. Rabbi Dov Wagner didn't set out to work with students. But when the Toronto native and Chabad Shaliach emissary came out to California in 2000 and heard there was an opening at University of Southern California, he was intrigued. The Chabad organization said there was a campus in Los Angeles that didn't have a Chabad on it, he said. People didn't think USC Jewish life would take. 22 years later, Wagner and his wife, Runya, are celebrating the Chabad's 1000th Shabbat at the school. This past March, to mark the occasion, they hosted 1,000 students for Friday night dinner. Along with hosting Shabbat meals, the couple and their children welcome students into their home for holiday programs, classes and guest lectures. They provide kosher food, trips and networking nights as well. A recent welcome video on the Chabad at USC website features a student talking about how if someone on campus is sick, Chabad will provide them with chicken soup. We create an environment of a home away from home, said Wagner. We provide the infrastructure, support and engagement that will make it easier for students to further their Jewish journey. Unlike many Chabad shluchim, Wagner didn't grow up in Crown Heights. In fact, he wasn't even part of the Chabad movement. He was from, but was first exposed to Chassidus while studying in yeshiva. Chassidus gives the soul of everything, he said. It delves into this mix of a philosophical and spiritual understanding of everything we do, like how the soul works, how we connect to God and what the meaning of a mitzvah is. As someone who had been studying Torah and Talmud all my life, having that deeper insight and soul of it made a really deep impression. After learning the Hasidic approach to Judaism, Wagner traveled to New York to spend the summers of 1991 and 1992 in Crown Heights at Farbrengen's. With the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, of blessed memory. It was nothing like I'd ever experienced before, he said. Everything around the Rebbe was electric and alive. There was an enthusiasm and passion for Judaism. While I was raised in a religious environment, this was on a whole different level. The Rebbe's teachings inspired Wagner to work as a rabbi and as a shaliach, spreading Judaism where it was needed. At USC, the vast majority of the students Wagner interacts with don't come from religious backgrounds, but they are willing to learn more about their religion and heritage. He said there is a misconception that the younger generations don't want to be Jewish, but he's seen the opposite at USC. We get bigger and bigger numbers each year, he said. Students, especially now when it's post-COVID, are looking for what they feel is authentic engagement, meaningful discussions and direction in life. The vast majority of students want something that will engage and support them. Of course, anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism on college campuses are also concerns. According to Wagner, he could count on one hand the number of incidents that happened, and they weren't extremely serious. Our students definitely face situations where directly or indirectly, their identity is questioned or ridiculed, and they feel the need to hide it, he said. We're involved in a lot of work with the administration and students to find the right way to respond to it. The biggest part is increasing Jewish students' sense of pride and identity. If they are proud of who they are, they will be able to deal with these issues. Wagner was able to help one student feel more comfortable with his Jewish identity a number of years ago. This student attended USC for Shabbat, which tends to draw around 300 students, and became more interested in Judaism. He decided to start wearing a kippah, but was worried about having it on for an interview with an investment bank about a prestigious internship. I told him at the time that I didn't know if he would get this internship, but he wouldn't lose in life being who he was, said Wagner. The student ended up getting the internship. Fast forward 10 years, and he reached out to Wagner to tell the rabbi he was now a successful CFO of a growing company. You know how he got that job? Wagner said. From the guy sitting in shul next to him. The student said the guy wasn't looking at his degrees. He was looking at his kippah. Reflecting on the past 22 years at USC, Wagner has gotten just as much out of being the Chabad rabbi on campus as the students have from interacting with him and his family. I wouldn't want to do anything else, he said. Students are at a point in their lives where they are thinking for themselves for the first time, and where everything is possible. There are no limits or boundaries. While obviously that can sometimes be a struggle, in the bigger picture, it's so refreshing to be able to see so many kids making serious commitments in meaningful ways. Fast Takes with Dov Wagner. Jewish Journal. What is your favorite Jewish food? Dov Wagner. So many don't work with the diet, so it's hard. I'd have to go with my wife's challah. JJ. What does your perfect Shabbat look like? DW. We have several hundred students who are enlightened and inspired, and there is a buzz in the air. JJ. Which classes would you take at USC if you had the time? DW. Probably psychology, because so much of who we are is based on what and how we're thinking. JJ. LA versus Toronto. Which one is better? DW. LA. Toronto is where I'm from, but LA is my home.